Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson in for Bill. Our good friend Josh Pringle on the CTV website desk points out the coolest morning in Ottawa since June 5th, which was 6.1 degrees. Temperature was 6.7 degrees at 6 a.m. There you go. There you go. It's a cool start, but it's going to be a nice fall day. We've been watching the economy very closely, and given what is happening out there, the American economy, the stock market went down significantly this week, and commentators talked about the fact that it's difficult to pin down the American economy in terms of where it is. Technically, it's in recession because of lack of growth over the last two quarters, which is the technical definition, but there are other factors such as employment and the spend out there by consumers. Where is that at? It's difficult to get your head around it because there isn't a clear answer. Moishe Lander is a senior lecturer of economics at Concordia University. What about Canada, Moishe? Where are we, and how big are the interest rate hikes? What kind of an impact are they having on the economy?
Oh, so you want those answers in 5 minutes or less?
Huh? Not necessarily.
Yes. So where are we? Good question. We're definitely in some sort of economic slowdown. Maybe we're not in the technical definition of a recession. We might not be in a technical recession at all. We might be able to avoid that. But I mean, there's no question that if we're growing, it's barely growing. In terms of the interest rate impact, a lot of that slowdown is because of the increase in interest rates. Every time that I come on and I talk to you, I keep saying, you know, don't worry about it. Interest rates are barely where they were before COVID. And, you know, now we're expressing them as they're at a 14-year high now. So, you know, I think that interest rates are going to continue to go up as long as inflation remains stubbornly high. And there is the chance that these two events could coincide where we tip ourselves into recession because we need to bring inflation down.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, I believe Tiff Macklem said at one point a few months ago that he expects the 7 number to stick around until the end of the year. So we're only in September. So that's, you know, October, November, December. That's 3 more months of high inflation at least.
I wasn't sure if we were referring to inflation or the temperature, given the way that you led in this segment. So yeah. it's entirely possible. Tiff Macklem's also said that he expects that inflation will be down around 3% at the end of next year. You know, the thing is with interest rate hikes, they take about 12 to 18 months to have their full effect. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that the Bank of Canada only started increasing interest rates in February. And that increase was 25 basis points, which seems quaintly cute in light of recent 7,500 basis point increases. So, you know, they started off very tamely, figuring that let's see what this does. But that full impact isn't going to be seen until 2023. So what you're seeing right now is either the economy self-correcting or at least a little bit of the psychological impact of those interest rate hikes. But the full economic impact has yet to be felt.
Right. And it's pretty clear they didn't act quickly enough and they went in too slow.
Yeah, I see that criticism leveled against them. I'm not entirely sure that I agree with that assessment.
Because it's hindsight, right? Now, well, look, it's 7%. Well, it wasn't back then when they did a quarter.
You're right. But, you know, let's not forget, too, that we still had provinces that had COVID restrictions in place in terms of social distancing and mask requirements and not being admitted into places without at least 2 vaccines and a booster. And, you know, there were still limitations being placed on the economy. So, you know, those interest rate hikes, if they had come during those restrictions, would have probably done more damage to the economy than we're experiencing now with these aggressive rate hikes. So I think it was probably a matter more that the Bank of Canada said, let's just make sure that the economy is at a state that they can handle these interest rate hikes. And so I don't know that it was an issue of they waited like 6 months too long, 12 months too long. They might have waited a month too long. Mm-hmm. But let's not forget either that the Bank of Canada only meets, at least regarding this particular topic, around every 6-7 weeks. So, you know, if they hadn't done it in February, their previous meeting would have been at the end of 2021, and that would have been too soon. So I think they moved at the right starting point. If they had gone aggressively in February, yeah, maybe. But what would we be talking about now? An extra half percentage point? I don't know that inflation would be under control with just an extra half percentage point.
Right. And I think most people as well, like when we were in that frenzied real estate situation, just take real estate for as an example, I don't think anyone viewed that situation as long-term and normal. Like there were abnormal red light flashings everywhere, whether you're a seller or a buyer in real estate. And everyone knew who had a head screwed on, right, that this can't last forever. In fact, it's got to come to an end.
Yeah, but you know, when you're in that moment, sure, nobody believes it, right? We do this time and time again. How many times have we seen, you know, the stock market take off and then we hear people say, this time will be different, or we figured it out this time and it won't be the same result. And it always ends up the same where, you know, tears collapses, falling prices, people losing everything. The housing market has been overheated for years. We could probably even say more than a decade. It's been disconnected from reality. During COVID, when you're pumping in, you know, $300 billion of federal stimulus, that money has to go somewhere. It's not just that it's paying down people's debt or helping them to, you know, make ends meet. So when $300 billion finds its way into the economy, the stock market and the real estate market were the two natural places for it. And so now that stimulus is removed, the markets are starting to kind of return to reality.
Moshe, great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
That's Moshe Lander, Senior Lecturer of Economics at Concordia University, joining us on The Economy. When we come back, we are going to the CFRA $1,000 Minute will be up. And obviously, we will hear from Bill in the pre-recorded rules. And we'll go through those rules and see if you can win $1,000. That's coming up. I'm Graham Richardson for Bill Carroll. Let's check in with Annette Gerner in the CTV newsroom. Annette.